With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Senate Ag Committee has been holding hearings on the USDA's food and nutrition program and how they relate to the Farm Bill. On that subject, a university agricultural economist, Craig Gunderson, says there's plenty of common ground for farmers in low-income households to plow, and it all involves back pocket issues.
One of the key ways we can alleviate food insecurity in the United States is to make sure that food prices are low. Okay, low food prices are extraordinarily important. So any barriers that prevent food prices from being low should be removed, whether it be unnecessary restrictions on where grocery stores can locate, whether it be unnecessary restrictions on farmers' ability to use GMOs. All these things, by eliminating restrictions that would impose burdens on farmers and the agriculture industry, would have a huge benefit for low-income households.
Gunderson also says open trade is also needed.
Free trade, of course, benefits farmers across our country, you know, whether it be, you know, soybean farmers or other farmers across our country, is that we really need free trade. In addition, though, is free trade has huge benefits for low-income households in the United States. We know that limitations on free trade raise prices, whether it be prices of food or whether it be prices of other things.
The Senate Ag Committee has not yet made a ruling. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.